Give your pet the best medical care possible, which pays up to 90% of your vet bill. Get your free quote now at drjoypets.com.
Welcome to the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Geraldine, you're on the air. I'm Dr. Joy Brown. Howdy.
Hi. You have a great show. My basic question is, all my friends, or almost all my friends, tell me about gay marriage being wrong, and I tend to disagree, and I was wondering what you thought.
On what basis are they saying it's wrong?
Basically according to religion and stuff like that.
Well, all right, let's take it through a bit of time. First of all, I think everybody's allowed, if you decide that you're gay and you don't want to be married, I think that's fine. I think making that decision for somebody else is a slippery slope, because I don't think most of us want other people making decisions like that for us. We don't want the government, and we don't want other people, no matter how well-meaning or how much they care about us or we care about them, determining how we should live our life, especially in an emotional area. All right, so that's number one. Number two, if we look at that whole issue about, that gay marriage is prohibited by the Bible, you have to remember, first of all, the Old Testament was written over a period, it was oral history. The printing press wasn't invented for a long time after that, so it was all oral history. It was stories. And number one. Number two, it was even that was written down over a huge amount of time, hundreds of years, as well as the New Testament as well. So, and at the time where, in theory, if we accept the fact that gay marriage was, or that relationship, well, I'm really talking about marriage, because marriage really doesn't exist in the Old Testament at all, per se. And you have to remember, even when it did, sort of, that men were allowed, polygamy was allowed, the sore rate was allowed, which is if you married one sister, you could marry the other, or especially if one died, the other sister automatically got married. Women were stoned to death for adultery. There were just all sorts of, there were all sorts of horrible penalties for eating pork or mixing milk and, not keeping kosher. So there are a whole bunch of rules that we look back on and say, well, they were of the time and place. So one of the reasons that you weren't allowed to mix milk and meat was because people used pottery that was unglazed, and so if the milk got in the pores, and clay is porous, and then you put meat in it or blood in it, that you could get that's a serious medium for bacteria, so people could actually get sick and die. So the reason that came up, and if you look at most of the rules that were, that were in the Bible, there was a very specific and practical reason for it. So, and women, to say they couldn't vote didn't begin to explain what they couldn't do. And women were basically chattel, had no choice about who they married. So a lot of the rules or a lot of the understandings have changed. And the idea that somehow, and even the Bible changes. It sort of evolves from depending on, what we're talking about, Old Testament, New Testament, whatever. And I'm not a bit of a biblical scholar, but I'm educated about Old and New Testament. So the idea that somehow people pick and choose, they kind of use the Bible like a Chinese food menu. They'll pick and choose what things they think are appropriate and what things that are not. So I think that's number one. Number two, I think that people who feel very strongly that the Bible is the Word of God should certainly adhere to everything that they think the Bible tells them to do. Again, I think the issue is when you try and decide that you're going to take an interpretation and superimpose it on somebody else. Not quite kosher to keep within the vernacular. It's really interesting because as I was talking about it, I guess a little bit last week, that And you have to understand that the Bible also suggests that contraception is wrong, which the Catholic Church has certainly been on top of for a very long time. The idea is that if we're really looking at marriage, whatever that means, as a way of doing several things. First of all, of cementing relationships between nomadic tribes, which everybody was at the time, both the Old and the New Testament were written, or written down at least. So that's obviously somewhat less have an issue unless you have to be the King of England or something, or Queen of England. So cementing relationships and having a clear line of inheritance, which we now have lawyers, for better or for ill, they'll take care of. So the point being, and the third issue that you wanted to make sure, we now have DNA, so the idea that that we trace lineage by the mother has sort of come and gone, because now men can be identified as being the sperm donor. So a lot of things have really changed radically since the time either the Old or the New Testament was really committed to any kind of writing. All right. So, and the idea that divorce is 50% of marriages are ending in divorce, and we're all suggesting those people are going to go to hell. Well, most people don't think that, and even the Catholic Church has sort of modified that a bit. Birth control, you know, was something that 50% of women died in childbirth. Some, about 50% of children didn't survive the first 2 years. So, I mean, the world has changed significantly since any of that. And again, if that's something you believe in, I'm not arguing with you. I'm just saying believe in it. But that's different than sort of compelling other people to follow what your beliefs are, because if that's true, then we have to follow their beliefs, and that's going to get us in more trouble than it's worth. My particular perspective about gay marriage is, for a long time I said, well, listen, guys, why are you not, what's the difference if it's a civil union and you get all the perks? And I have a number of gay friends who sort of sat me down and read me the Riot Act, who said, Why should we have to have a second class marriage? Why can't, if you can have it, why can't I have it? And that's a pretty compelling argument. So my particular stance was that everybody should have a civil union, and marriage was something that you in fact did through a church or through a religious organization if you wanted to. But and so that would take, because if we sort of make marriage what basically it is right now, which is a civil union, and everybody who wanted to could do that, and then when you got married with all the sacraments, yada yada, depended on whatever your religious beliefs were, and you could choose to do that or not, but under the eyes of the law, that we could in fact, as consenting adults, decide that we wanted to pay our taxes together, own property together, raise children together. Which has always seemed to me a somewhat easier solution, but it'll never happen. So I just figured, you know, as gay, you know, as straight people, we've kind of made a mess of marriage, so why not let gay people? And there are people who say tongue-in-cheek, you know, that why should straight people be the only people who suffer? There's actually a survey saying 25% of people, I think 25% of the population choose voluntarily to be single, that a lot of married people who would prefer being single. I mean, it's so, you know, I just see it's one of those things of how you get through that period of time from your birth to your death. As long as you're not harming anybody else, I don't actually care what you do. I just assume you had you brushed your teeth occasionally and used deodorant if I'm on the train with you. But past that, as long as it's not going to harm me, as far as I'm concerned, you live your life in a way that makes sense to you, and I'll do the same, and we'll see if we can't sort of have some pleasure in that dash between our birth and our death.
Yeah, because I'm really excited. My sister is gay, and she wants to get married.
Yeah.
And, you know, I can't wait for the wedding.
Yeah, I'm with you. I actually, I have a number of gay friends and have for years. And this particular couple I was talking about are just both really lovely people. And I knew they were together. I did not know that they were married, because I guess it had never come up. And I said to one of them, they work different hours. And so I said to one of them, well, you know, I have an extra theater ticket. Do you want to come with me? And he said, you know what? I want to keep my marriage together. I'd love to go, but I really want to spend this day with my hubby. And, you know, and I thought, well, there is that additional commitment, I think, which marriage bestows on everybody. And I tend to agree with you. Again, I think your friends who are against gay marriage should probably not be married to a gay person. But I think for everybody else, you know, that we mind our own business and we let other people do what makes sense to them, as long as it doesn't hurt anybody. And I would have a hard time explaining why gay marriage would hurt anybody one way or the other. So.
Okay, well, thanks a lot.
Okay, you're welcome. And you can either, well, you listen to this live, so you don't have to worry about it, but you can also in about an hour go to drjoy.com and you can download the podcast, and you can either use it to kind of shore up your arguments with your friends, or you can play it with your friends, or you don't have to do any of that. But congratulations on your sister. All right?
Thanks.
You're most welcome.
call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
ProPure Water Filters, making water great again. Taste and feel the difference with state-of-the-art filter technology. Pro 1 G2.0 and Pro Max filters are independent lab-tested to NSF standards. Choose from gravity, countertop, pitcher, shower, and inline filtration products. There's a ProPure for you. Buy risk-free today. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Attention small business owners. Want to save money on your employee health insurance plan? Learn the little-known solution that could save thousands of dollars on your health insurance benefits and save your employees money, too. Call Health Markets for a free consultation, and one of our 3,000 local agents will show you how to make healthcare reform work for you. We'll design customized solutions for your business that can lower healthcare costs for you and your employees. We'll work directly with you to determine your needs. We search thousands of health plans from over 180 health insurance companies nationwide. You'll also find out if tax credits could save you money. Best of all, the service is free of charge. See why Health Markets has enrolled Americans in more than 2 million insurance policies. You don't have to wait for open enrollment to lower your cost. Call now. Find out how much you and your employees could be saving.
Representatives are standing by to assist you. Call 800-930-5137. That's 800-930-5137. 800-930-5137.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
As a doctor, I see patients every day who are losing their vision to age-related macular degeneration, also known as AMD. If you have blurry vision or blind spots, they can be symptoms of AMD, and if untreated, could lead to blindness. The good news? AMD can be managed with effective, clinically approved treatments that may reverse some vision loss. For free AMD information, contact the Foundation Fighting Blindness at 1-800-BLINDNESS. That's 1-800-BLINDNESS. There is a cure in sight.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-91-STEEL.
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 Have a question? Need advice? Dr. Joy Brown is here to help at 855-99-DR-JOY.
All righty, 855-993-7569 is the phone number here to call at any particular time if there's something that you needed. All you have to do is just give me a holler, 855-993-7569. All right, so we had done a story earlier this week about the fact that women tend, in 70% of the cases, to initiate divorce, which certainly doesn't come as much of a shock to me. And so we just sort of cavalierly, well, cavalier isn't the right term, actually. We just sort of said, okay, tell me about divorce. Why did you get divorced? And, you know, again, you guys do such a great job of answering relatively simple questions in kind of sophisticated ways that give me insights that I really wouldn't have had without asking the question, which sort of has always proved to me that the important thing is really the question. Well, actually, you guys are sort of convincing me of something that's probably exactly the opposite, which is the important thing is really the question, not the answer. But in this particular case, your answers are better sometimes than my questions. 855-993-7569. Ruth, you're on the air. I'm Dr. Joy Brown. Howdy.
Hi. What a treat to speak with you.
Well, thank you.
So this is the deal. I always thought if I called you, I'd get my thoughts together and organized, and I'm right in the midst of something, and I would like your advice on how to handle it. It concerns my adult daughter. She's 31 years old, married, and she's recently, she and her husband live overseas, and she's recently moved back to the city that I live near. Mm-hmm. And I'm in her apartment currently, and she had invited me to see their new fabulous apartment. So I came into town today, and I got a bit lost, and I was going to pick up their key and spend the day in their apartment, and then they'll be coming home here, and we're going out to dinner. I'm familiar with the city, but it's a complicated area I hadn't been in. And so as I was walking from the metro, I gave her a call, and in my defense, well, I know you're familiar with D.C., the streets, they can stop, you know?
Yeah.
And so I was on the street. I was on the street that her apartment was on, and it just simply ended. And so I knew I was near, and I just called her to ask her how to get to her place. And she just lit into me, just, you know, yelling and stuff like that, and which wasn't very helpful.
No.
And she gave me directions. And so I followed her directions, and as I'm nearing her apartment, I get a call from her, and, you know, she's sort of incredulous, how could I not be there yet? And demanding where am I, and I explained where I was, and some more yelling of directions and stuff. And then, this happened one more time, and then we finally met. And to tell you the truth, I mean, it's like approximately 200 degrees here, and I'm carrying stuff, you know, with homemade gifts. And I don't mean to lie, but I expect her to treat me well because of that. But still, that's part of the deal.
Yeah.
And there's more yelling at me, how stupid I was to not understand the streets and things like that. And then she had to rush off to work, and so she went off to work, gave me the keys to her apartment, and she did, to her credit, she did call me back in a few minutes, and she apologized.
Good.
And said she had some time and she wanted to talk, but I was really reeling from it, and my voice was shaky, and I just said, please, I will talk about it when you get home.
Okay.
So my question to you is, I have an idea of what I would like to talk to her
about.
I would like your recommendation.
Okay. Right, well, let's start with, I do have some ideas about this, but let's start, pretend I'm your daughter at this moment, and I've just walked in the door. What is it you want to say to me?
Well, the first thing I'd like to say to you is I'd like to pull up a map, and I'd like to show you how it's very confusing where she lives, and
it's a legitimate issue, but that's not how we're going to start. So we're going to take that off the table. We'll go back to it.
Okay.
What she's going to say, honey, what she's going to say is, you could have checked it out ahead of time, or you could have Googled it. You know, why did you wait the last minute? So you don't want to start there. It's going to start a war. So, all right, take that off the table. Good. I'm glad we got that taken care of. All right, what's next? take a deep breath. What's plan two? What's plan B?
I would like to say to her that it seems that she has a tendency, and I got to say it is infrequent, but also she lives overseas, so I see her infrequently. So she does have a tendency to be very sharp and very critical with certain people, specifically me, her mm-hmm. husband, her brother, my other child, and now I've even noticed with her father, my husband. And as far as I know, that's... Oh, and I've seen her do it with, like, waitstaff people, you know, like a cab driver and things like that.
Does she have kids?
She doesn't. I don't think they want to have children.
Okay.
I think...
All right.
Okay, go ahead.
Rather than continue to bat down your ideas, which are going to start a war, let me just let me give you kind of an overview.
Okay.
And then we'll hone in on this. Right.
Okay.
She was, first of all, how long has she been back in D.C.?
Less than 2 weeks.
Okay. You remember, hopefully, that moving is one of the huge stresses of life. She's got boxes that are probably not unpacked. She doesn't know where anything is. She's got a job that it may be the same old job, but it's a different boss, different place. So she's up to her eyeballs in stress. I mean, and she and her husband are probably fighting. And right. So number one, she's stressed out of her skull. Number two, it's hot.
Yeah.
Number three, she was very likely worried about you. She was a combination of worried about you, of where's mom, impatient with you because you're late, worried about getting to work on time. So she's got a boiling cauldron of stomach acid going at this moment. Now, does that mean it's okay to yell at you? Not really, but so listen, from her point of view, what she's going to say is, Mom, you knew you were coming. I appreciate your coming. But how hard would it have been for you to leave a little bit early or to Google the map?
Right.
And those are legitimate issues. Okay. And I'm just telling, I'm not telling you that because I'm trying to gang up on you. But one of the things that, the world divides very quickly, kiddo, into people for whom time is a Bible. You know, it's the word, it's written on stone, and people who, it's an approximation. And they are invariably related by DNA. All right. Your mom was probably very, very likely really tough about time. So you're not. So your daughter is. In my family, my mother, if she got there on the same day, she figured it was okay. So I, partially because I'm a broadcaster, but partially because of who my mom was, I am always early. And if I'm not there early, someone calls the police to figure out what's going wrong because they know that I'll leave extra time. And even when all the catastrophes happen, I'm almost always there on time. So let me put you on hold for just a minute. We'll come back and sort of deal with of how we're going to work this conversation out. Because, I don't want it to go any farther than it is. And I want both of you to be happy with each other. We'll finish with Ruth. Kate will get to you as well. 855-993-7569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
What are you listening to?
Have you tried the Dr. Joy Brown 24/7 listen line? It's easy. Just punch in 605-477-3711. No apps, no data, no internet needed.
And no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes.
Call now, 605-477-3711. Now you can listen to Dr. Joy Brown when you want. Bookmark the Dr. Joy Brown 24/7 listen line number today, 605-477-3711. Got it? Call 605-477-3711.
Safety. If you know me, you know how seriously I take it. I live, eat, and breathe safety. In fact, safety is my middle name. I went to the DMV and changed it last week. First name, Mr. Middle name, Safety. Last name, exclamation point. When it comes to safety, Grainger's got my back. They've got over 100,000 safety products. Grainger helps keep our facility safe and our people safer. Call clickgrainger.com/safety or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Extendivite, a 7-herb combination of garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. Extendivite is designed to strengthen the heart and arteries and help the body heal itself. Doctors are not able to explain the improvements they are seeing in their patients' health who are taking Extendivite. People who once needed more pills are now taking less and getting better. Due to the unexplainable improvements in their patients' health, more doctors are calling to order Extendivite for themselves. Help Extendivite make your doctor a believer. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply.
To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves. Home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
Dr. Otto Warburg won the Nobel Prize for discovering how cells breathe. He also discovered how normal cells turn into tumor cells. He discovered the one prime cause of cancer was cellular oxygen deficiency. Dr. Joanna Budwig built upon the work of Dr. Warburg and discovered how to feed the cells to overcome this oxygen deficiency. She found that it was the sulfur in the cottage cheese that when mixed with fresh pressed flax oil, that the flax oil would become emulsified and more readily absorbed. Flax oil delivered in this manner was able to restore oxygen transfer to all cells of the body. Now there's a new method of pressing seed oils that produces the highest quality, zero oxidation, undamaged seed oils. The results on these seed oils alone are amazing. Now add our Life Force Enhanced One World Whey Protein Powder that is much higher in the sulfur amino acids than cottage cheese is, and you have a winning combination to confer health and energy like never before. Call 888-988-3325 or visit sacredseedoils.com. That's sacredseedoils.com.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IBC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IBC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IBC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Advice for Life with Dr. Joy Brown. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Indeed, 855-993-7569. We're talking with Ruth, who's being a wonderful mommy in that she's taking some yummies to her daughter, who's just moved back to not only the States but to D.C., and her daughter was not her most charming self when Ruth got a little bit lost and was a little bit late, and so there's going to be a discussion this afternoon when her daughter gets home. And her daughter did call up to apologize, which, you know, is certainly better than not, but doesn't feel very good because at this moment, Ruth is still feeling kind of feathers ruffled. So there we go.
Correct.
All right.
Yes.
So, So number one. Let's just agree that between you and I and maybe with your daughter, here's how I'd handle it. Listen, Cookie, I realize I was late. I realize that you were late. I realize it's hot and sweaty. I realize it's got going on, but I will make you a deal. From now on, I will leave a little extra time, and when I'm late, even 5 minutes late, I will give you $20 because that'll help you. Because my guess is that promptness is not your strong suit. And I know Metro, and but you can leave extra time. You can do Sudoku. You can, if you get there early, you can go get some Starbucks. You can, I mean, it will change your relationship with your daughter, because she's clearly high energy, high stress, and a time freak. Okay, and you're not, but you're going to have. I mean, to minimize the abrasiveness between the two of you, you're going to have to be better about time. And I would make that the opening gambit of, look, I'll make you a deal. I will be on time. I will give you $20 if I'm late, and you will give me $20 the next time you yell at me.
Sorry if I may interrupt.
Go ahead, please.
I was not late. I'm a little bit like that you suggest my daughter is. I was early, okay. And I had plenty of time. What I did screw, I you're absolutely right. I should have checked it out more thoroughly on Google and that kind of thing. So I don't think I'll open up with being the late thing, but I just should have.
Fair enough.
It's my
responsibility. Start with the Google. Start with, look, I get it, that I made this your responsibility and it should have been mine.
Correct.
And that will just completely clear. Because what she's thinking, let me just give you an example from my experience with my mom, and it was something we had to negotiate. We were on a trip together, because I took mom on lots of trips, and this is one of the few times where there was a rental car involved, and it was raining, and we were kind of lost, and we had a map. And I should have remembered from my childhood that one of the reasons that I learned to read a map is because I get car sick, and it turns out if you're the navigator, then you get to sit up front, and then you don't get car sick, and my mother was terrible at it. This completely eluded me in the moment. So I said to mom, you can choose, you want to drive or do you want to navigate? And she said, oh, honey, I don't want to drive. It's, you know, I don't know where. And my mother's a terrible driver, to be quite honest. So that was fine. I don't drive very much, but I'm a better driver than mom. So I said, okay, then you have to do the map. And she said, I can't do the map. And so we're lost. It's raining. We're late. And I said, mom, I'm not dad. I'm not going to take care of you. You're going to have to do your part in this. And what I was really talking about is I suspect what was going on in your daughter's stomach of, well, you know, why don't I take care of my mom? She's supposed to be taking care of me. Now, as adult women, we understand that we really shouldn't want our moms, and we shouldn't need our moms to take care of us because we're both adults. But under times of stress, we regress. And we go back to, I want my mom to take care of me because I'm 31 years old and I've got all these boxes that are not packed and it's hot and my husband's mad at me and I'm going to be late to work. So we become three-year-olds again. And so what does mom do? Mom, the superwoman, she's lost. And your daughter just lost it. It's probably the only time I've ever yelled at my mom. I said, Mom, I'm not dad. I can't do both. You're going to have to do one or the other. You could choose what you want to do. And that's, I don't tend to be much of a yeller, and it was not a very nice thing to do. But it was, I think, in that moment, I was feeling exactly what your daughter was feeling, which is, I'm lost. It's raining. I don't like driving. And I want someone to take care of me. I want someone to make all this go away and get the car someplace and make it stop raining and read the map. And I don't have to worry about any of it. And I have to take care of my mom. My mom should be taking care of me. It is not an intellectual response. It's an emotional one. And I think that's what happened to your daughter. So the question is, how do we make sure it doesn't go on any farther? Because the point is, it's done. She apologized. You weren't really ready to take care of the apology, which is fine. I'd much rather you did what you're doing, which is kind of work it out, rather than sort of still carrying a grudge around. Because when she comes in, what I would do, because I'm sure you're that kind of wonderful mom, have some iced tea ready for her or something, or the table set, or some flowers, or the things, all the stuff that you were already going to do anyway. And when she comes in, say, I will make you a deal. I will Google from now on. I will not make it your responsibility for you to take care of me when I'm trying to do a good deed for you. And anytime I do that, if I ever do it again, I will give you $20 on the spot if you will make a deal that you don't yell at me, because it breaks my heart. And then I give each other hugs, kisses, you'll both cry, it'll be great, and you'll go home. Okay. But you see why? Because look, this is one of those things. It was just a perfect storm. You were doing, I'm doing all the, you know, it's hot and I hate the damn metro and I don't know where it is. And I never see her anyway. And, you know, I'm sweaty and I bake this wonderful cake for her and it's going to be all yucko and I'm doing, you know, and I could be at the beach and all those kinds of things. And so you were thinking, somebody should be incredibly grateful to me because I'm being this wonderful mom.
Yeah,
and I was scraping 200-year-old paint off of bricks in my daughter's place. And I cut my, she turned on the fan when I wasn't paying, you know, she just turned on the fan, which cut this huge thing on my hand, you know, my hand. And she said, "You're bleeding all over the paint." And I thought, I'm going to murder her. And but part of it is it really does help to be a psychologist and think, okay, she's worried about this. I'm up on a ladder. I'm feeling like I'm being the most, I would never do this for anybody but my kid. You know, scraping paint off 200-year-old bricks? I don't think so. I'm a princess. I don't do it. And then she does something stupid, which I'm sure she felt terrible about, and she's saying, "Don't bleed into the paint." So these things come up, and what we need to do is just take a deep breath and understand that they happen, that we love each other, and they really only happen with people we love. Because if it was a stranger, we'd say, oh, if you were going to a friend's house and got lost, you would walk in and you'd be so apologetic. "I'm so sorry. I should have checked it ahead of time." It's only with people that we love that we so. Have some iced tea ready. You go do something loving for yourself. You're being a great mom. She's apologetic. She's had all day to worry about this. She will very likely show up with something lovely. You will give each other hugs. You will make the deal that says you will Google from now on. She will not yell. And you'll both cry. It'll be great.
Well, thank you so much. This was really helpful. Because when you at the beginning, you asked what I wanted to say. And I get you that the map thing was...
It was gonna start a war. I could just see that one happening.
I totally understand that. But I also was thinking, I was hoping that it would sort of open up this conversation that I've, as I said, she generally lives overseas, so I don't see her that frequently. And this is not the first time that she's done this to me.
You want to start from the specific. And then, because you've already got the structure in place for her yelling in the future. Cause it's already there. I'm not going to ask you to take care of me, but I don't need you to yell at me like that. And I will, if you ever feel like you have to take care of me, I'll give you $20. You yell at me, you better give me 20. And you can actually write it out. Because then you've got a basis. Cause you cannot go into your daughter and say, "I've noticed you do this with other people," because she will go for your jugular. She will say, "Oh, mom, you know, you're so," she'll take off after you.
Okay.
Well, you do, and that's not what you want. You don't want a war. You want and how she deals with other people is their problem.
Yes.
How she deals with you is your intersection, and you've already got a structure in place for that.
Right.
When you have this conversation.
Yes. No, I totally understand what you're saying. But if the conversation should sort of open up and expand, do you think it's okay if I talk to her about how? I'm kind of hypersensitive with her because
You can say that.
Okay.
But only as it relates to you.
Yes. No, I don't talk about her husband the way she treats him. I don't talk about
I can't do any of that. But I would still say that you don't actually have to go into that conversation if you think about it, because you've already got the structure in place. That's what I'm telling you. If you make a deal with her that, okay, I should have checked, you know, I should have Googled, I will be better prepared. I won't ask you to take care of me. I won't make you having to worry about me when you're worrying about other things, and I'm here to take care of you, because that's how she viewed it. She viewed you as mom's going to come, and mom's the cavalry, and then the cavalry is lost. You know, so that does not make her happy. So you said, "Look, I will not do this. I will not ask you to take care of me, and you will not yell." So then you don't have to open it up to a wider discussion about, "Well, you've always yelled at me, or you've done this in the past," because you've already got the structure in place going forward, and that's all you care about.
Okay.
So when you're open, it's already, you don't need to open it up. It's already there.
No, I didn't. I'm just saying, if it were to sort of veer into that,
it's not going to. She's not going to say it, and you're not going to say it because you've already got it in place.
Okay,
All right. I'll put you on hold. Kate, I think we'll be right next to you unless Ruth still doesn't quite get it, and then we'll talk with her for another second. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Connect with Dr. Joy on Facebook.com and Twitter.com/Dr. Joy Brown Show.
Is your dog or cat part of the family? Would you do just about anything to keep them healthy and happy? Of course you're nodding your head yes. Then you should consider pet health insurance. Let me tell you about Healthy Paws Pet Insurance. Healthy Paws Pet Insurance is the number one consumer-rated pet insurance in the U.S. They'll reimburse you for up to 90% of your vet bill if your furry family member gets sick or hurt. And you'll be surprised how affordable pet insurance can be and how much money it'll save you if something goes wrong. You can get a free quote in less than a minute at drjoypets.com. That's drjoypets.com. Healthy Paws is a fan favorite for a reason. They're a team of passionate pet parents working to take the stress out of caring for a sick pet. You know, I grew up with dogs, Rita and Penny, and I currently have Wyatt, my grand puppy, that I would do anything to protect. The best part is I don't have to make a choice between giving them the best medical care and depleting my bank account. To get your free pet insurance quote now, go to drjoypets.com. That's drjoypets.com, drjoypets.com.
This is Rick Osick, president of Famous Footwear. Our company is working together with the March of Dimes through March for Babies to raise money and awareness about the serious problem of premature birth in the U.S. As a business leader, I know that babies born very sick or too soon cost businesses billions of dollars each year, in addition to the emotional stress on employees and their families. That's why Famous Footwear is committed to raising funds to improve the health of moms and babies everywhere. Won't you please join us in the March for Babies? Start a team today at marchforbabies.org.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
America. This is the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
All righty. 855-993-7569. Kate, thanks for your patience. You're on the air. How am I to help you?
Oh, my stars. Hello, Dr. Joy.
Hi, Kate.
I was doing some square breathing there.
Good woman. Good.
Okay, my question. My little sister, single mom, big inspiration in my life. Her son, 14 years old. I don't know if I need to say. I'm in Canada.
Yeah, don't worry.
Okay. I would like you to reiterate, I've taken notes. I've listened to you for years. I can't find those five responsibilities as a parent that you've shared. If you could speak about that, because my sister, her son has come to her and said, hey, I have tried marijuana. He's 14 years old. I know you speak about the brain, how it's growing. I'm going to let you talk now. Go ahead.
Okay. The five things I think every, I'm trying to remember if it's four or five, but well, let's see if I can probably come up with five. That each parent, and the whole point is to kind of give parents a little bit of wiggle room, because I think as parents, especially, I don't even think it's especially if we're single parents, but maybe it is because we don't have someone else to say, you know, back off, or, you know, maybe we need to do this. So there's not another adult, quite, at least in the household at the time, to kind of ballast us a little bit. So the five things is you want your kid to graduate high school, because without a high school diploma or some equivalency, they're really doomed to second-class citizenship. Okay, so that's number one, high school diploma. Number two, not arrested for obvious reasons, not drug addicted for obvious reasons, didn't get anybody pregnant, and hasn't wrapped anybody around a telephone pole in a car. And those, I think those are the five. I think anything past that, good grades, wonderful. Happy, terrific. A little unlikely, but terrific. Popular, great. Have a lot of friends, not so bad. But none of those are critical. The five that are critical is nobody ends up dead, pregnant, dropping out, addicted, and what was the other one? So, and past that, I mean, everything else is gravy. So, kid coming at 14 with marijuana, the first thing I would say to a boy is, did you know that you can get gynecomastia from marijuana? And he's going to say, what is that? And say, man breasts. And it's amazing how much all of a sudden guys are rethinking, yeah, absolutely. Absolutely.
Oh.
Uh-huh. And whatever else, and he's going to say, you know, look, marijuana, it's better that I'm trying marijuana than alcohol. And then the mom says, both are illegal. And if you get caught doing either, it can certainly damage your future prospects, because if you get busted, and again, the laws are going to vary. But nobody thinks it's okay for a 14-year-old to have marijuana. And nobody thinks it's okay for a 14-year-old to be drinking. What you really don't want is anything that's going to impact your future in a negative way. Because basically, you've got your entire life ahead of you, and you don't want to do anything now that's so stupid that it closes down your options. And no one has ever said that marijuana helps you to study, that it helps you to do anything except maybe relax. And maybe we can figure out what things are making you tense and better ways to relax. Because while medical marijuana may be legal in a lot of places, we're not talking about medical with you baby cakes. And so that marijuana isn't legal for anybody at 14. And presumably one of the things that you want to do is keep your wits about you, so even though you may not love school, that you don't flunk out. And certainly one of the ways of not paying much attention is marijuana. What I mean, look, the good news is he felt comfortable enough to come to her. My other issue, which is that kids aren't smoking anything, because in the long run, the race between marijuana and tobacco, I'm not sure anybody does anything but lose, because the tobacco isn't legal for 14-year-olds either, and we know that tobacco has some disastrous consequences in terms of health. In terms of mental health, a little unclear, but certainly in terms of physical health, the clarity is obvious. And for girls, we know that cigarette smoking increases the risk of breast cancer by a factor of 8. So there are lots of health reasons for not using any substance, especially at 14. So what have I not covered here for you?
Well, following up on that, now my sister, due to some back injury, she does have a medical marijuana sort of, I don't know if it's licensed or prescription.
Yeah. Yeah.
And so he has also seen my sister use it. So my question would be, how do you kind of share those lines of potential confusion with the young?
Well, I would say that for example, that first of all, I would make the point that an awful lot of things that are legal for adults are not legal for kids. The most obvious being something like driving. That, you know, that it's illegal for him to drive. It's perfectly legal and important for her to drive. That he can't vote at 14. That he doesn't really have the choice about going to school at 14. He may at 16, depending. I don't know what the laws are in Canada, and they vary a little bit in the states from state to state about when a minor can declare themselves as emancipated. But the idea being that, you know, at 14, you have lots of freedom to do all sorts of dumb things, but you don't have permission, really, from either me or from the state or from anybody else to do things that are really that you need an adult kind of mentality to be able to decide about. And drugs, the people do use drugs, but very few people think that drugs make their life better. They may take away pain in some ways, but, you know, I mean, the pain of being a 14-year-old, you're probably going to have to learn to deal with in some way other than pharmacologically. And what I would focus on is not so much what he can't do, but what are his goals for himself? Do you know what his goals are? Does he want to go to college? Does he have a profession in mind? Does he want to join the service? Do we know what he wants?
Well, he's like he's a thinker. He's a reader. He reads a lot. He also is like my dad says. He's like, you're all thumbs because he's on the computer devices, you know, the handheld devices and stuff. But he also does read. As far as forward thinking, where he's going in the future, I'm not quite sure if he's ever been asked or has asked.
Yeah. That's a place where I'd start with him. Of hey, kiddo. Let's talk about not ways of distracting yourself from reality, but ways of focusing reality so you get to be the kind of person you want to be. What would you like to be doing? What would you like to be doing when you want to go to college? What are you good at? And maybe as his aunt, you know some of the things he's good at.
His humor is amazing.
Well, don't take him to see what's it called? Drunk, Stoned, Brilliant,
yeah,
Dead,
right.
Which is the story of the National Lampoon. Do not take him to see that. But I will tell you, part of what maybe people about the Lampoon know is that's not a story that ends happily. So you know, rather than lecturing his mom, you know, you could certainly pass along the five, you know, Brown's five commandments or suggestions,
yep.
I guess.
Well, that's
but
why
then,
I don't know the podcast.
Then I would start with him and say, okay, you know, tell me what it is you want. What makes sense to you? Where, you know, where would you like to be going? Let me put you on hold because we're up against a break here. And if there are more questions or something else I can help you with.
Thank you so much. That's awesome.
Okay.
Thanks, Dr. Joy.
You're most welcome, Kate. If you need more help, you know where to find me. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
You miss a show? No problem. Download the podcast right now at drjoy.com.
Has neck, back, or shoulder pain got you down? Go to sunshine-pillows.com and get soothing comfort, support, and pain relief fast. Their microwavable heat therapy pillows and wraps treat neck and shoulder pain, reduce stress, and relax the soul. An ergonomic pillow from Sunshine Pillow supports your head and neck on long trips or when simply resting at home. Be good to yourself. Visit sunshine-pillows.com. Sunshine-pillows.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
GCN and Youngevity are bringing Dr. Wallach to Hawaii for the first time in 20 years. Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo, Vice Presidential Marketing Director with Youngevity and the GCN team. Exclusive to GCN, you have the opportunity to meet and greet Dr. Joel Wallach for leaders that want to support GCN, your health and wealth. Visit wallachhawaii.com, teamgaday.com or call 808-436-5025. 808-436-5025.
Introducing the fastest-growing digital currency company in the world, OneLight. With over 2.1 million members, OneCoin is becoming the most powerful force in digital currency. It reached over $1 billion in revenue in its first year. No other company has accomplished such an impressive feat. Now you can achieve financial independence with the strength of OneLight. Find out how to build your financial dreams. 877-933-4747. 877-933-4747. Dedicated to helping you create financial abundance.